The advantage of REDD+ is that it can provide much-needed funding for conservation and restoration of forests, thereby potentially addressing not just the climate crisis, but the biodiversity crisis as well. However, there can be many disadvantages of REDD schemes. First off, it allows polluters to continue polluting as long as they pay for it. Unless REDD+ and these other carbon offset schemes are combined with aggressive policies to also reduce total emissions, REDD in and of itself will not necessarily result in a reduction in CO2 emissions. The credits that polluters get is calculated as the difference between how much carbon dioxide is predicted to be emitted without the REDD project versus how much CO2 emissions are predicted to be reduced with the REDD project. Unfortunately, this relies on very dubious predictions of avoided deforestation. So it can be really tricky to know, well, how much is this REDD project actually going to save carbon emissions? Lastly, REDD+ projects can be deemed as imperialistic, allowing developed countries yet another way to control the destiny of vast tracts of land in the developing world. That said, there are some successful REDD projects around the world that also safeguard the rights and economic opportunities for local people. Whether they actually result in significant reductions in carbon emissions, however, is still unclear.